When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Professional pepper upper isn't anyone's cup of tea. But I've wit and guile and a big false smile, and the tourists rely on me.
That's quite, quite true, they always do. They're crazy about Mimi.
On that very first dreadful day, I stand them in line.
She stands them in line.
I keep them in line.
She keeps them in line.
I stand them in line and say, if you're mad keen to be cultural, I'm the gal with whom you should roll. I can show you every ruin from Jerusalem to Greece, and also quite a few between Antibes and Nice. If you can't live without antique pots, I'll find lots for you to take home. If you long to take bad photographs of classical debris, come to me, come to me. If you want to crouch in churches till you have water on the knee, come to me, poor fools, come to me.
She's terribly energetic, she's so full of MSM. If we hit the gale and the turbine scale, she can easily drive the ship.
And if to play games is what you call fun, I'm the one to keep you informed. I can organize a treasure hunt or even clockwork trains. Anything to occupy your poor dim brains. We've some fine backgammon boards on board if the Lord should send us a store. If canasta, bridge, or bingo are your kind of jamboree, come to me, come to me. But if you wanna play strip poker with the girls in cabin B, come to me, dear boys, come to me. One fast chorus of Beyond the Blue Horizon. Come to me!
I'd like to propose a toast. Here is a toast to one of the great Broadway dames of all time, Elaine Stritch, who we lost this week at the age of 89. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the summer hamlet of Southampton, not too far, in fact, from Sag Harbor, where Stritch lived for some time during the summer. Well, the passing of a great legend is always a time for sadness, but in the case of Elaine Stritch, you know, she really lived three lifetimes. She certainly had the kind of career that was enviable on so many levels, so long-lived, so many great people she worked with, so many great works of the American theater that she produced, both as a singer and a singing actress and an actress. So I'm thrilled to celebrate her achievements today. Stritch, that's what we're going to call her. It's not Elaine Stritch today. It's just Stritch. Stritch came from the Midwest, from Detroit, and moved to New York in after the war. She studied at the dramatic workshop at the New School with colleagues such as Marlon Brando under the aegis of Erwin Piscator, who was a great German director. But her heart was clearly in the fun part of show business. No Shakespeare for Stritch. And she did a couple of small parts on Broadway, and then it appeared in a review called Angel in the Wings, utterly forgettable except for her and this number called Civilization. And here she is somewhat later in life, 2002, from a show called Elaine Stritch at Liberty, to reprise it.
I got the song. We got to Philadelphia, and they didn't cut it. I sang it 8 times a week for over a year and a half. This is the original choreography. Each morning a missionary advertised with neon sign. He delineated a population that civilization is fine. And to the educated savages to holler from a bamboo tree that civilization is the thing for me to see. Bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I saw Hoppy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear. No matter how they coax me, I stay right here. They hurry like savages to get aboard an Iron train. Though it's smoky and it's crowded, they are too civilized to complain. When they get 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground. They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round. Bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Ba, 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 bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy. The jungle I refuse to go. Don't want no high heels, butt pack, haircut, nail paint, padded brassiere. I got my spear, so no matter how they coax me, I'm going to stay right here. They have something called the nuclear bomb, so I think I stay where I am. Civilization, I stay right here. I don't go there.
Yes. Give it up for Elaine Stritch, whose life and career we're celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street, a great Broadway legend who left us too soon, even at the age of 89, even though she retired. Well, Stritch's career in the musical theater was made from that review, and she segued into a one-scene, one-song role from Pal Joey, right? A very important revival in 1952 of Rodgers and Hart's Pal Joey, character of Melba, who talks about interviewing Gypsy Rose Lee. I think Stritch at one point was mentioned to play Mama Rose in London in the 70s. It never happened, I'm afraid. But here she is, the closest thing she'll get to Gypsy Rose Lee, Elaine Stritch, 1952, from Pal Joey.
Named DeFrosso. I've interviewed the great Stravinsky. But my greatest achievement was the interview I had with the star who worked for Minsky. I met her at the Yankee Clipper, and she didn't unzip one zipper. I said, Miss Lee, you are such an artist. Tell me why you never miss. What do you think of while you work? And she said, while I work, my thoughts go something like this. Sip, Walter Lippmann wasn't brilliant today. Sip, will Saroyan ever write a great play? Sip, I was reading Schopenhauer last night. Sip, and I think that Schopenhauer was right. I don't want to see Zarina, I don't want to meet Kabina. Sip, I'm an intellectual. I don't like a deep contralto or a man whose voice is alto. Sip, I'm a heterosexual. Sip, it took intellect to master my art. Sip, who the hell is Marty Hart? Sip, I consider Dolly's paintings passé. Sip, will they make the Metropolitan pay? English people don't say clerk, they say clerk. Sip, anybody who says clerk is a jerk. I adore the great Confucius and the lines of Luscious Lucius. Sip, I am so eclectic, I don't care for either Mickey Mouse or Rooney makes me sicky. Sip, I'm a little hectic. Sip, my artistic taste is classic and dear. Sip, who the hell's Lily St. Cyr?
In the spring, when the feeling was chronic and my caution was leaving me flat, I should have made use of a tonic before you gave me that. A mental deficient, you grade me. I've given you plenty of data. You came, you saw, you slayed me. And that is that I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You've cooked my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You have made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Stretch from On Your Toes. And yes and no, it was a 1954 revival of On Your Toes. She had a small part in it, and they added that song by Rodgers and Hart, 1929, I want to say, Present Arms. And it's hard to imagine anyone taking advantage of Elaine Stritch. By the late 50s, she had made a name for herself, not only as a singing actress, but as a dramatic actress. She was in the original production of Bus Stop and won a New York Drama Critics Circle Award. But it wasn't long before they were going to write a major musical for her. And that happened in 1958. It wasn't quite a major musical. Kind of one of those forgettable, sort of show-busy, satire-y musicals of the 50s called Goldilocks. Most notable in my book because it had a score by Leroy Anderson, who wrote, what is that, The Syncopated Something. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum-ba-dum. Anyway, a more sophisticated melody and a more dramatic and involving performance by Elaine Stritch. Stritch, the lead in Goldilocks with I Never Know When to Say When.
I knew on the day I met him, he wasn't the man for me. I knew I should just forget him, but I had to wait and see. Oh, I've been sad before, and I've been had before, but oh, my friend, I won't pretend it was as bad before. I should have told my heart to stop and count ten, but then I never know when to say when. I know my way around, I never play around. Each time I fall, I bet my all he's gonna stay around. It seems that everything is rosy, and then somehow I never know when to say when. But now I've learned my lesson, and it's an easy one. If I could keep them guessing, keep it fun, kiss and run. The skies are stormy now, my dreams all bore me now. No candle lights, the lonely nights that lie before me now. I say it's done, it's done, it's over, amen. But then again, and again, and again, I find I never know when. I never know when to say when. But now I learned my lesson, and it's an easy one. If I could keep on guessing, keep it fun, kiss and run. The skies are stormy now, my dreams all bore me now. No candlelights, the lonely nights that lie before me now. I say it's done, it's done, it's over, amen. And then again, and again, and again, I find I never know when. I never know when to say when.
Stritch in a underappreciated song, not quite a classic, but a good one, from Goldilocks. Well, as the 1960s began, clearly there was a soft spot in Broadway's heart for Elaine Stritch. Just what kind of spot, however, would be difficult. She was not your typical leading lady. She didn't have quite the vocal chops, say, of a Merman, and she certainly didn't have the gamin charm of a Mary Martin. Luckily, Noel Coward fell in love with her, and they couldn't have been more opposite. Noel Coward was the most disciplined British exemplar of hard work and being on time, and Stritch was somewhat of a mess. She was Catholic and a very American and a hard drinker, but somehow, maybe because the opposites attract, he wrote a great part for her. That's the first thing we heard at the beginning of the show today. Come to Me from Sail Away, about a hospitality hostess on a transatlantic liner. And she had a small part, and then, as rehearsals began, they found out that there was a mature leading lady in the show, and she couldn't really carry it, and they didn't really know what to do, and it had a lot of subplots, and it was on a boat, and oy vey. And somebody, probably Sir Noel, said, it wasn't Sir Noel at the time, Noel Coward said, well, why don't we just fire that lady and let Stritchy play the part? So they combined two parts, which is quite remarkable, and Stritch zoomed to the head of the line. Her name was above the title. She was nominated for a Tony Award. And it's a great part in a kind of mediocre show, but always great material by Noel Coward, because it allowed her to be both sassy and sensitive, two things she did extremely well. So here are two songs from Sail Away in the funnier vein. And the first is a great spoof, I think, of Do Re Mi from The Sound of Music, which had opened a season or two before. Stritch and Noel Coward, an unbeatable pair, two songs from Sail Away.
I want you to be quiet, my darlings. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. Oh, what a jolly little jocular group we are.
Blah, blah, blah.
Vocalize and harmonize when mother cries. One, two, three, go. Try, if it's possible, to keep on key. Sing the letters after me.
Just how corny can you be?
If you sing when you are blue, you find you never have to care a rap. When the skies are dark and gray, you just say,
what a lot of
Elvin. E-Q-R-S-T-U-V and W-X-Y-Z or Z. This is my personal recipe for the little ones, A-B-C. A stands for absolutely anything. B stands for big brass bands. C stands for chlorophyll. D stands for dexamil. E stands for endocrine glands. F and G don't suggest a thing to me, nor do H, I, J, K, L. But after L comes M for mother. And mother's going to give you hell. A stands for artichokes and adenoids. B stands for bolts and belts. C stands for cottage cheese. D stands for dungarees. E stands for everything else. G, of course, stands for getting a divorce. And we know F stands for fridge.
Fridge!
But if I really were your mother, I'd throw myself from Brooklyn Bridge.
A stands for absolutely anything.
for Ku Klux Klan.
C stands for Bethlehem. D stands for MGM. E stands for Sozier Old Man. F and G stand for Home in Tennessee. And we know H stands for Stokes.
Stokes!
But after L comes M for Mother. I said nuts!
And Mother'd like to slit your throats.
They say improves the mind, an irritating platitude, which frankly entre nous is very far from true. Personally, I've yet to find that longitude and latitude can educate those scores of monumental bores who travel in groups and herds and troops of various breeds and sexes, till the whole world reels to shouts and squeals and the clicking of roly flexes. Why do the wrong people travel, 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 when the right people stay back home? What compulsion compels them, and who the hell tells them to drag their clans to Zanzibar instead of staying quietly in Omaha? The Taj Mahal and the Grand Canal and the sunny French Riviera would be less oppressed if the Middle West would settle for somewhere rather nearer. Please do not think that I criticize or cavil at a genuine urge to roam. But why, oh why, do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home and mind their business when the right people stay back home with Cinerama when the right people stay back home? I'm merely asking why the right people stay back home. Just when you think romance is right, it rather sharply dawns on you that each sweet serenade is for the tourist trade. Any attractive native type who resolutely fawns on you will give as his address American Express. There isn't a rock between Bangkok and the beaches of Hispaniola that does not recoil from suntan oil and the gurgle of Coca-Cola. Why do the wrong people travel, 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 when the right people stay back home? What explains this mass mania to leave Pennsylvania and clack around like flocks of geese, demanding dry martinis on the Isles of Greece? In the smallest street where the gourmets meet, they invariably fetch up, and it's hard to make them accept a steak that isn't served rare and smeared with ketchup. Millions of tourists are churning up the gravel while they gaze at St. Peter's Dome. But why, oh why, do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home and eat hot donuts when the right people stay back home with all those benefits when the right people stay back home? I sometimes wonder why the right people stay.
obsessions inspire those processions of the families from Houston, Texas, with all those cameras around their necks. They will take a train or an aeroplane for an hour on the Costa Brava, and they'll see Pompeii on the only day when it's up to its molten lava. It would take years to unravel, ravel, ravel every impulse that makes them wrong. But why, oh, why do the wrong people travel when the right people stay back home with all that Kleenex, when the right people stay back home with Dr. Brothers, when the right people stay back home with all those Kennedys, when the right people stay back home? Won't someone tell me why the right, I said the right people stay away back home?
Stritch and Noel Coward from Sail Away. What a potent combination. She felt so honored to work on Noel Coward's material, and Noel Coward just clearly enjoyed writing for her. What a great song. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and our study today, our celebration today, we're raising a toast to Elaine Stritch, who left us far too soon this week at the age of 89. But what a legacy she left behind. She was, as I said earlier, equally adept as a dramatic artist and played Martha in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf on alternating performances with Uta Hagen, and I think eventually took it over. But she did the matinees. Can you imagine that? She was definitely around in the late 60s. She was a heavy drinker, which was no secret. George Firth, who is a friend of mine, said that he and she went into a restaurant one night, and the waitress came over to her and said, is there anything you'd like? And she said, yes, I'll have a bottle of vodka and a floor plan. And that led Firth to write the character of Joanne in the musical he wrote with Stephen Sondheim, Company, in 1970, where she did a performance for the ages, nominated for Best Actress in a Tony. Here is Joanne's first real song from Company, The Little Things You Do Together.
Harry.
Huh?
Do you want to stand there?
Okay. I'm standing here. Now what?
Darling, just come at me.
Okay.
Hey,
you.
What?
It's the little things you do together, do together, do together, that make perfect relationships, the hobbies you pursue together, savings you accrue together, looks you misconstrue together, that make marriage a joy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I could have blocked that.
No, that can't be blocked.
You want to do it again?
Okay.
I'll come at you again.
Okay.
Oh! It's the little things you share together, swear together, wear together, that make perfect relationships, the concerts you enjoy together, neighbors you annoy together, children you destroy together, that keep marriage intact. It's not so hard to be married when two maneuver as one. It's not so hard to be married, and Jesus Christ, is it fun? It's sharing little winks together, drinks together, kinks together, that make marriage a joy. The bargains that you shop together, cigarettes you stop together, clothing that you swap together, that make perfect relationships.
Uncle?
Uncle, your ass!
It's not talk of dawn and the decade ahead that allows you to get through the worst. It's I do and you don't, and nobody said that. And who brought the subject up first? It's a little
becoming a cliche together, growing old and gray together,
withering away together.
That makes marriage a joy.
It's not so hard to be married.
It's much the simplest of crimes.
It's not so hard to be married.
I've done it 3 or 4 times.
It's people that you hate together.
Hate together.
Date together.
That makes marriage a joy.
It's things like using force together.
Shouting till you're hoarse together.
Getting a divorce together.
That makes perfect relationships. Kiss, kiss.
Stritch as Joanne from Company. She says in that song, I've married 3 or 4 times. She actually married once, and that's actually an interesting part of her story. She moved to England in the 70s, and she actually was absent from Broadway for about a decade and a half. People tend to forget that. She did a British sitcom and some Neil Simon on the East End. And then in the mid-80s, she made this spectacular return to New York where people just simply couldn't get enough of her. And I would say that magic moment really came in the 1984 Concert of Follies at Avery Fisher Hall, where she took the stage and reclaimed a song, Forever After. To me, it's the best rendition of it ever performed. Here is Broadway Baby, performed by the one and only Stritch.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Oh, gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark from Battery Park to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Heck, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Hey, Mr. Producer, I'm talking to you, sir. Paint and a follow spot. I'm a Broadway baby, slaving at a 5 and 10, dreaming of the great day when I'll be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby, making rounds all afternoon, eating at a greasy spoon to save on my dough. Oh, at my tiny flat, there's just my cat, a bed and a chair, still I'll stick a till, I'm on a bill, all over Times Square. Someday maybe, if I stick it long enough, I may get to strut my stuff, working for a nice man, like a Ziegfeld or a Weissman in a great big...
And the crowd goes wild, and why shouldn't they? That was Elaine Stritch's return to New York. She developed such a following in the 80s and 90s that she had her own one-woman show, I think in 2002, I want to say. It was sort of the perfect antidote for the post-9/11 age, and she told her whole story, her vulnerabilities and her victories, which were ever entwined. And here, to me, is one of the more moving moments. She could be tremendously sensitive and vulnerable. People think of her as a brassy broad. But her genius was she compared that or contrasted that with a huge well of emotional depth underneath. Here is a very skillful combination of Gershwin and her beloved Noel Coward from Elaine Stritch at Liberty.
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know. And then I thought, maybe this is the ball game. You know, I thought maybe this is the way it's going to be. Yeah, I thought maybe for me, this is it. Oh, man, sunshine, listen, you. Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never want to hear from any cheerful Pollyanna who tells you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. I believe in doing what I can, crying when I must, laughing when I choose. Hey-ho, if love were all, I would be lonely. I believe the more you love a man, the more you give your trust, the more you're bound to lose. Although when shadows fall, I think if only somebody splendid really needed me, someone affectionate and dear, cares would be ended if I knew that he wanted to have me. He's knocking on a door, not for me. He'll plan a 2x4, but not for me. When every happy plot ends with a marriage knot. But there's no knot for me. Cares would be ended if I knew that he wanted to have me near. I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hey-ho, if love were all.
That was Elaine Stritch breaking into tears. I don't believe that for a second. Well, she talked a lot about her drinking and her diabetes. She once said that when she did an Edward Albee show, she drank bourbon. When she did Noel Coward, she drank champagne. When she did Neil Simon, she drank gin. So she said, I'm a method drinker. Here's the song you're all waiting for. It was the 11 o'clock number, well, I guess the 10:30 number from Company, and it was forever identified with her, and anybody who tries it, you know, good luck. Here is Elaine Stritch being the ultimate lady who lunches.
I'd like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who lunch. Everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf. Off to the gym. Then to a fitting, claiming their fat, and looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting, choosing a hat. Does anyone still wear a hat? I'll drink to that. Here's to the girls who stay smart. Aren't they a gas? Rushing to their classes in optical art, wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day. Another $1,000. A matinee, a pinter play. Perhaps a piece of Mahler's. I'll drink to that. And one for Mahler. Here's to the girls who play wife. Aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of Life just to keep in touch. Ones who follow the rules and meet themselves at the schools, too busy to know that they're fools. Aren't they a gem? I'll drink to them. Let's all drink to them. To the girls who just watch, aren't they the best? When they get depressed, it's a bottle of scotch plus a little jest. Another chance to disapprove, another brilliant singer, another reason not to move. Another vodka singer. I'll drink to that. So here's to the girls on the go, everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. A toast to that invincible bunch, the dinosaur surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody rise, 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 rise.
Zowie. Well, let's hear it for the lady who launched an extraordinary career, Elaine Stritch, who left us at the age of 89. It's been such a pleasure to spend an hour with her. She certainly deserves it, and I hope you've been able to appreciate the full range of what she provided on the musical stage. Her great pal was Noel Coward, and Noel Coward tapped into an incredibly deep, vulnerable vein with her work. The last thing we're going to hear is from the London cast album of Sail Away. I actually pulled it off my shelf and digitized it because it's a beautiful rendition of a great Noel Coward ballad. And Elaine Stritch once said that she felt like a prostitute in her late 40s who retired and said, "It's not the work, honey, it's the stairs." Well, there's a stairway to heaven for Elaine Stritch. Everybody rise. Here's Something Very Strange from Sail Away. Bless you, Elaine Stritch.
This is not a day like any other day. This is something special and apart, something to remember when the coldness of December chills my heart. Something very strange is happening to me. Every face I see seems to be smiling. All the sounds I hear, the buses changing gear, suddenly appear to be beguiling. Nobody is melancholy, nobody is sad, not a single shadow on the sea. Some magician's spell has made this magic start, and I feel I want to hold each shining moment in my heart. Something strange and gay on this enchanted day seems to be happening. Something very strange is happening to me. Every cat I see seems to be purring, and I can clearly tell in every clanging bell some forgotten melody recurring. Tinker, tailor, soldier, sailor, beggar, man, or thief, every single leaf on every tree seems to be aware something in the air. And if only I were younger, I'd put ribbons in my hair. Something strange and gay on this romantic day seems to be
Where's the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.